Simply three verses from the opening book of the Bible. We've heard then of the story of creation, of evening and morning being created and creating and creating. And thus the heavens and the earth were finished in all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. The grass withers, flowers, they fade, and yet the word of our Lord is what remains, and it abides forever. Thanks be to God. And so in this Hymn Sing Sunday and reflecting on God's word, I'm reminded of a musical concept that just has deep meaning. Actually, I think the meaning goes far deeper than just the music itself, but its message is so very significant. It goes something like what the composer Claude Debussy said. Music is the space between the notes. Profound. Music is the space between the notes. When I was taking music lessons, one of the most challenging things for me to do was to learn how to play the rests. Play the rests. Because I like playing piano, and I like playing it as fast and as loud as I could. And it took me a while, though, to then find out, to discover, to learn that in order to really play music, you can't just let all the notes mush together. There needs to be space. There needs to be silence that gives then the shape, the substance to the music. God has intentionally created rests in the music of our lives so that we then will have form and beauty. Too often, I think it's the commandment we choose to ignore, that we think we can ignore. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. I was talking to a friend about his work, and he told me what it's like to work where he does, and it's not an unfamiliar story for a lot of people. He said that he's expected to work at least a minimum of 12 hours a day and be ready then also to work on Saturday and Sunday whenever needed. The fear of being perceived as not being a contributor, or the ever-present reality of downsizing, it keeps this guy always working, always pushing. He has 3 weeks of vacation banked from last year because the implicit expectation is you don't really take it. What's wrong with that picture? I heard of one manager who took a week's vacation to go to a family reunion, an important occasion, and she sent a memo to every member of her team apologizing for not being present in case someone there should need her. Thus, she promised that she would indeed check her email and her voicemail and return all communications every day. What's wrong with this picture? And it's not just for those who are employed. I mean, there are many folks who fill their days with projects and chores and work because somehow deep down we feel that the more we do, the better we are. We feel guilty if we aren't being productive. What's wrong with this picture? The thing that each of these scenarios has in common is that the fourth commandment applies to all of them. Even though God gave this commandment 3,500 years ago or so to the Israelites, it's certainly applicable, more than relevant, for us here today. Fourth commandment, pretty simple. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. God says through this command, I created everything, including you. I designed you. I know how you work. I know how you operate. And I know that you need regular maintenance. I know you need a scheduled tune-up. You have to take at least 1 in 7 days as a day of rest for your minds, your bodies, your souls, your relationships. They just don't sing as they ought without this day of rest. As much as we might like this to be one of the 10 suggestions, it's not. 10 commandments. For the creation story tells us that God put it all together in 6 days, that God then rested on the seventh day. Was it because God was tired? Was God exhausted? I don't think so at all. For God was expressing an act of delight. For God, resting is an act of stepping back to enjoy the work that God had done. On this seventh day of creation, God wasn't doing nothing. No, in the music of the spheres, on the seventh day, God was playing the rest, an active enjoyment that made what went before and after vibrant and defined. And God created us to echo God's action. We are to have special days to help put the other days in perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries are times like this. And we look forward to vacations and holidays like Labor Day coming up so that we can then, you know, call it quits just for a day, let down, relax, let go. And God, in wonderful generosity, has given us a holy day, a holiday, every 7 days. The Sabbath is a day not to do what you do ordinarily, but adapting the words of the Heidelberg Catechism, the Lord's Day is a day that ought to be festive and restive. Isn't that great? Festive and restive. There are times when God just wants us to be, and to be recreated. The word recreation, I mean, means recreated. Allowing God to renew us, to heal us physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, relationally, as we just slow it down. So what do you do for recreation? What do you do to be recreated? I suggest that a guiding rule is that you do no work on the Sabbath unless it is a joy. I mean, if planting bulbs in the yard is work, let it wait till Monday. But if it's a joy, then go for it. If you're one of those rare people who truly believes that dusting and vacuuming the house is a joy, have at it. But if it's a chore on the checklist, let it go. The dust will still be there. I think a good Sabbath guideline should be that we ask ourselves, is what I am doing on this Sabbath helping me to rest in order that I can better be in God's presence? Or is what I am doing keeping me from listening to God's voice? Is the Sabbath helping me to rest so that I can be better in God's presence? Or is it keeping me from that? And so my invitation to you this morning is simple. It's that you keep a holy rhythm of every 7 days, keeping a day separate for rest, for worship, festive and restive. Do it because God commands it. Do it, I guess, for an old-fashioned antidote to burnout. But do it in order to remind yourself that God is in charge and that you are more than what you do. You are a unique and wonderful child of God. Accept the gift. Accept the rhythm. Accept the rest. In the name of the Father who creates, the Son who saves, and the Holy Spirit who sustains. Amen.